Volunteers pushed 45 empty strollers through downtown Greensboro. That's the number of babies who died in Guilford County in 2011 before their first birthday. Charmaine Purdom is with the Guilford County Coalition on Infant Mortality.
It's really ultimately about raising community awareness. When we talk about a rate or a statistic with infant mortality, people tend to not assign a face or family or relationship with that baby that's died. So we're here to say it's happening in our community. It can happen to anyone. And we want you to know it's happening so that you can get involved and make a difference for other babies.
The infant mortality rate is the number of infants who die for every 1,000 live births within a given time frame. In 1988, North Carolina was ranked among the worst states in the nation for infant mortality, with 12.6 deaths per 1,000 live births. In 2011, the state rate dropped to 7.2. Tanya Bailey is a certified nurse midwife at Wendover OBGYN Infertility in Greensboro and also helped organize the event. She says low birth weight is one of the leading causes of infant mortality.
Preterm birth and low birth weight is definitely a factor in our area, along with, you know, sudden infant death syndrome. And so we're trying to increase awareness that this still happens and then put in place places and things that people can go to kind of decrease their risk factors with sudden infant death syndrome, you know, knowing sleeping patterns for a baby, decreasing smoking cessation and secondhand exposure to babies, you know, in that first year of life.
The coalition also partnered with the Guilford County Department of Public Health, the March of Dimes, the Nurse Family Partnership, and the Children's Home Society for the event. Noella Turner of Greensboro pushed a stroller for her sister, who lost her infant child 2 years ago. She says the support her family has received from local agencies is overwhelming.
I'm so pleased to be able to participate in the program. They come to offer support to my sister with pictures, and really the support was amazing. That have helped her to cope greatly. So we're thankful for having people like this in the community.
State Senator Gladys Robinson, who represents District 28, is also the executive director of the Piedmont Health Services and Sickle Cell Agency. Robinson would like to see more support on the issue from policymakers in Raleigh.
Well, it's important to me because my agency and my whole history is about health disparities and health issues and access. And infant mortality is a serious issue, and I'm not sure people recognize that. They don't understand that a lot of the mothers, they lose them due to lack of access or not understanding they need prenatal health care. So something's wrong with that. So we've got to do even more.
A colorful clothesline of 45 baby hats also was displayed during the event in Center City Park. Trudy Tobias got a lot of support from her coworkers during the walk. They wore name tags in memory of her infant son, Alexander Reed Tobias.
I work for the Family Life Education Services Division of Children's Home Society, so this touches me, though, on a personal level as well as a professional level. But 1987, 26 years ago, I lost my own infant son. He had toxemia. He was born prematurely to save my life, and he only lived 6 days. So it's a really important thing to realize everything we can do to prevent other mothers going through what I went through. It's so important.
Public health officials say they expect the 2012 state infant mortality rates to be released in the coming weeks. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.